The Game of Logic by Lewis Carroll. Chapter 2. Cross Questions. The man in the wilderness asked of me, "How many strawberries grow in the sea?" Part 1. Elementary. Number 1. What is an attribute? Give examples. Number 2. When is it good sense to put is or are between two names? Give examples. Number 3. When is it not good sense? Give examples. Number 4. When it is not good sense, what is the simplest agreement to make in order to make good sense? Number 5. Explain proposition, term, subject, and predicate. Give examples. Number 6. What are particular and universal propositions? Give examples. Number 7. Give a rule for knowing, when we look at the smaller diagram, what attributes belong to the things in each compartment. Number 8. What does sum mean in logic? See pages 55-56. Number 9. In what sense do we use the word universe in this game? Number 10. What is a double proposition? Give examples. Number 11. When is a class of things said to be exhaustively divided? Give examples. Number 12. Explain the phrase sitting on the fence. Number 13. What two partial propositions make up, when taken together, all X are Y? Number 14. What are individual propositions? Give examples. Number 15. What kinds of propositions imply, in this game, the existence of their subjects? Number 16. When a proposition contains more than two attributes, these attributes may in some cases be rearranged and shifted from one term to the other. In what cases may this be done? Give examples. Break up each of the following into two partial propositions. Number 17. All tigers are fierce. 18. All hard-boiled eggs are unwholesome. 19. I am happy. 20. John is not at home. See pages 56-57. 21. Give a rule for knowing, when we look at the larger diagram, what attributes belong to the things contained in each compartment. Number 22. Explain premises, conclusion, and syllogism. Give examples. 23. Explain the phrases middle term and middle terms. 24. In marking a pair of premises on the larger diagram, why is it best to mark negative propositions before affirmative ones? 25. Why is it of no consequence to us as logicians whether the premises are true or false? 26. How can we work syllogisms in which we are told that some X are Y is to be understood to mean the attribute X, Y are compatible, and no X are Y to mean the attributes X, Y are incompatible? 27. What are the two kinds of fallacies? 28. How may we detect fallacious premises? 29. How may we detect a fallacious conclusion? 30. Sometimes the conclusion offered to us is not identical with the correct conclusion and yet cannot be fairly called fallacious. When does this happen, and what name may we give to such a conclusion? See pages 57 through 59. Part 2, half of smaller diagram. Propositions to be represented in the following diagram. 1. Some X are not Y. 2. All X are not Y. 3. Some X are Y and some are not Y. 4. No X exist. 5. Some X exist. 6. No X are not Y. 7. Some X are not Y, and some X exist. In the following problems, taking X equals judges, Y equals just. Number 8. No judges are just. Number 9. Some judges are unjust. Number 10. All judges are just. In the following problems, X equals plums, Y equals wholesome. 11. Some plums are wholesome. 12. There are no wholesome plums. 13. Plums are some of them wholesome and some not. 14. All plums are unwholesome. See pages 59 through 60. In the following problems, Y equals diligent students, X equals successful. 15. No diligent students are unsuccessful. 16. All diligent students are successful. 17. No students are diligent. 18. There are some diligent but unsuccessful students. 19. Some students are diligent. See pages 60 through 61. Part 3. Half of smaller diagram. Symbols to be interpreted. Problems 1 through 4 using the following diagram. Problems 5 through 8. X equals good riddles, Y equals hard. See pages 61 through 62. Problems 9 through 12. X equals lobster, Y equals selfish. Problems 13 through 16, using the following diagram. Y equals healthy people, X equals happy. See page 62. Part 4. Smaller diagram. Propositions to be represented using the following diagram. 1. All are X. 2. Some Y are not X. 3. No not X are not Y. 4. Some X are not Y. 5. Some not Y are X. 6. No not X are Y. 7. Some not X are not Y. 8. All not X are not Y. 9. Some not Y exist. 10. No not X exist. 11. Some Y are X and some are not X. 12. All X are Y and all are not Y are not X. See pages 62 through 63. Taking nations as universe, X equals civilized, Y equals warlike, for problems 13 through 17. 13. No civilized nation is warlike. 14. All unwarlike nations are uncivilized. 15. Some nations are unwarlike. 16. All warlike nations are civilized and all civilized nations are warlike. 17. No nation is uncivilized. In problems 18 through 23, taking crocodiles as universe, X equals hungry and Y equals amiable. 18. All hungry crocodiles are unamiable. 19. No crocodiles are amiable when hungry. 20. Some crocodiles, when not hungry, are amiable, but some are not. 21. No crocodiles are amiable, and some are hungry. 22. All crocodiles, when not hungry, are amiable, and all unamiable crocodiles are hungry. 23. Some hungry crocodiles are amiable, and some that are not hungry are unamiable. See pages 63 through 64. Part 5. Smaller diagram. Symbols to be interpreted on the following diagram. Problems 1 through 4. In problems 5 through 8, taking houses as universe, X equals built of brick and Y equals two-storied. Please interpret. See page 65. Taking boys as universe, X equals fat and Y equals active, please interpret in problems 9 through 12. Taking cats as universe, X equals green-eyed and Y good-tempered. Interpret in problems 13 through 16, see pages 65 through 66. Part 6. Larger diagram. Propositions to be represented in the following diagram. Number 1. No X are M. 2. Some Y are M prime. 3. All M are X prime. 4. no m prime are y prime. 5. No m are x, all y are m. 6. Some x are m, no y are m. 7. All m are x prime, no m are y. 8. No x prime are m, no y prime are m prime. See pages 67 through 68. Taking rabbits as universe, m equals greedy, x equals old, and y equals black. Represent, in problem 9, no old rabbits are greedy. 10. Some not greedy rabbits are black. 11. All white rabbits are free from greediness. 12. All greedy rabbits are young. 13. No old rabbits are greedy. All black rabbits are greedy. 14. All rabbits that are not greedy are black. No old rabbits are free from greediness. Taking birds as universe, m equals that sing loud, x equals well-fed, y equals happy. Represent in problem 15, all well-fed birds sing loud, no birds that sing loud are unhappy. 16. All birds that do not sing loud are unhappy. No well-fed birds fail to sing loud. Taking persons as universe, m equals in the house, x equals John, and y equals having a toothache. Represent in problem 17, John is in the house, everybody in the house is suffering from toothache. 18. There is no one in the house but John, nobody out of the house has a toothache. See pages 68 through 70. Taking persons as universe, m equals I, x equals that has taken a walk, y equals that feels better. Represent in problem 19, I have been out for a walk, I feel much better. Choosing your own universe, etc. Represent. 20. I sent him to bring me a kitten. He brought me a kettle by mistake. See pages 70 through 71. Part 7. Both diagrams to be employed. NB, in each question, a small diagram should be drawn for X and Y only and marked in accordance with the given large diagram, and then as many propositions as possible for X and Y should be read off from this small diagram. For problems 1 through 4, see pages 72. For problems 5 through 12, mark in a large diagram the following pairs of propositions from the preceding section. Then mark a small diagram in accordance with it, etc. Mark on a large diagram the following pairs of propositions, then mark a small diagram, etc. These are, in fact, pairs of premises for syllogisms, and the results, read off from the small diagram, are the conclusions. 13. No exciting books suit feverish patients. Unexciting books make one drowsy. 14. Some who deserve the fare get their desserts. None but the brave deserve the fare. 15. No children are patient. No impatient person can sit still. See pages 72 through 75. 16. All pigs are fat. No skeletons are fat. 17. No monkeys are soldiers. All monkeys are mischievous. 18. None of my cousins are just. No judges are unjust. 19. Some days are rainy. Rainy days are tiresome. 20. All medicine is nasty. Senna is a medicine. 21. Some Jews are rich. All Patagonians are Gentiles. 22. All teetotalers like sugar. No nightingale drinks wine. 23. No muffins are wholesome. All buns are unwholesome. 24. No fat creatures run well. Some greyhounds run well. 25. All soldiers march. Some youths are not soldiers. 26. Sugar is sweet. Salt is not sweet. 27. Some eggs are hard-boiled. No eggs are uncrackable. 28. There are no Jews in the house. There are no Gentiles in the garden. See pages 75 through 82. 29. All battles are noisy. What makes no noise may escape notice. 30. No Jews are mad. All rabbis are Jews. 31. There are no fish that cannot swim. Some skates are fish. 32. All passionate people are unreasonable. Some orators are passionate. See pages 82 through 84. End of chapter. Read by Leonidas for Lit2Go. On the web at fcit.usf.edu.